From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin have concluded the first of 3 days of meetings with a pledge to dramatically reduce stockpiles of nuclear warheads. They also discussed the Bush administration's push for a missile defense program and the progress of the war in Afghanistan. This afternoon, the two presidents put their cordial new relationship on display in a joint press conference at the White House. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
When George W. Bush first met Vladimir Putin in Slovenia in June, the American president said he looked into the eyes of the former secret intelligence chief and got a sense of his soul. That comment raised a few eyebrows among conservatives and others. But today, after the fourth meeting of these two men, there is evidence that the relationship between them is indeed becoming both close and personal. In fact, at this press conference, Mr. Bush seemed as comfortable standing next to Putin as he did last week at an event with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Here's the president today.
We're transforming our relationship from one of hostility and suspicion to one based on cooperation and trust that will enhance opportunities for peace and progress for our citizens and for people all around the world.
And here's Putin's opening statement as translated by an interpreter.
We have come to understand each other better, and our positions are becoming closer on the key issues of bilateral and international relations. We are prepared now to seek solutions in all areas of our joint activities. We intend to dismantle conclusively the vestiges of the Cold War and to develop new, entirely new partnership for long term.
The White House considers the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty a vestige of the Cold War. The treaty bans the kind of research that's necessary for one of the president's major goals, the development of a missile defense. The idea has its critics abroad and in the U.S. Putin is among them. The Russian president says the ABM treaty has successfully promoted stability in the nuclear age. But Putin also seems resigned to the new U.S. position. Putin said today he was encouraged by Mr. Bush's announcement that the U.S. would reduce its nuclear arsenal by roughly two-thirds over the next decade. In another area of shared interest, the U.S. and Russia are cooperating in the search for Osama bin Laden and the fight against terrorism. At the briefing today, each president was asked to comment on the fall of the Afghan capital of Kabul and reports that the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance has executed some Taliban soldiers.
The evacuating army has been one that has held this country, has terrorized this country for a long period of time. And but any, regardless of that, any army, advancing or retreating, needs to treat people with respect, and we will continue to work that they do so.
Putin, meanwhile, discounted reports of atrocities and stressed that people should not forget the oppression practiced by the Taliban since it took power. Putin was asked by a Russian reporter if he is concerned about the U.S. playing a prominent role in Central Asia. Putin said he is not.
The most important thing for today is to return peace and the life in honor to Afghanistan so that no threat originate from Afghanistan to the international stability.
President Bush and the First Lady left the White House for their ranch in Crawford, Texas this afternoon. They will be joined there tomorrow morning by Putin and his wife. At the ranch, the two leaders will continue discussions on missile defense and on increasing economic cooperation between their countries. The summit concludes on Thursday, but not before the two men spend more personal time together. Putin will get a taste of the Texas culture the president is so passionate about. They'll tour the ranch, have a Texas beef barbecue, and be serenaded by a Western swing band. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.